Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
A little crazy train.
It is a crazy train tonight, dude. Game one of the Stanley Cup final between your Cats against the Edmonton Oilers. Florida Panthers get going tonight. Game one. According to the injury reports, get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. It appears AJ Greer is going to miss action tonight. He is banged up, so I would imagine the yes man, Jesper Boqvist, will probably be on that fourth line tonight. He is filled in swimmingly.
Yep.
These playoffs, and so the Panthers will have Greer out there, or will not have Greer out there, and it will instead likely have Boqvist, who is skating with him this morning. The BA Marlins, they're about to get underway. 12-10 first pitch. Marlins, Rockies, they look to avoid the sweep at the hands of the Colorado Rockies, who came in at 9-50 and now are 11-50.
Yep.
Great job, guys. Just bang up job. Tyler Hero. I'm sorry to tell you, Leroy, his youngest brother, Miles Hero, has committed to the Ohio State University.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Baby boy wonder.
How good is
Buckeye.
He?
Guy. Mm-hmm. A child. I don't know.
Well, Tyler was a one and done, wasn't he?
Tyler was a one and done. Tyler also was looked upon as a turncoat in Wisconsin from leaving the Badgers to go to Kentucky.
You know what sucks is that we had no idea who Tyler Hero was until the draft.
Yeah.
They say Miles averaged 21.5 points, 5.9 rebounds, and about 5 assists. But he did not grab one of the coveted spots at the ESPN 100. So maybe he's good, but not that good.
He's going to Ohio State. Like, Ohio State doesn't have a bum program. Right.
I know.
I mean, how many players are from Ohio State? We have Mike Conley and Greg Oden. That's all I can think of.
You literally just came up with their most famous team.
Like, who else? Who else do they have? I really don't know anyone. It was like, oh.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not like he's going to Ohio.
Oden is a coach and his teammate is still playing.
Yeah, I know. I know his it was a little awkward at the end of the season when Ant-Man was like, you know, I'm only 23. I'm not hurting. Feel bad for Mike Conley.
Mm.
I was like, don't say that out loud, Ant-Man.
D'Angelo Russell. There you go. Forgot him.
He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
And he's a, well, I mean, that did happen. That's true.
Can't trust him.
But also, I mean, don't be cheating on Iggy Azalea.
Right? Yo, IGGY, you know? Dude.
Man, did you guys see the Cam Ward video from this weekend?
No, he did something cool.
In that pigskin.
Oh, no. I got to get my Cam Ward jersey.
Oh, dude, let me tell you. They put out a slow-mo video of him and Titans OTA spinning that pigskin sidearm style. Let me just say, wow.
Wow, he's got a highlight tape.
They OTA'd right, dude.
Oh, look at that slow-mo.
OTAs has been fire, man. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Between the Dolphins managing the rain, all right? Did you see Travis Hunter? He had touchdowns and a pick. Oh.
Yeah, I did see
both that. Sides.
You know.
Cam Ward spinning that pigskin. Man, OTAs has been on fire, dude.
You know what? Actually, there's been some things around OTAs. I'll give you credit. There's been some things.
I guess.
And some things happening, dude.
Some things happening. I saw that Travis Hunter clip, and I was like, okay. I'm interested. Obviously, I'm not a Jaguars fan, and Trevor Lawrence is annoying, but I'm interested to see Travis Hunter do something.
Well, the good news is when Trevor Lawrence blows it to Travis Hunter, the receiver, he can then go on the other side of the field and just go try and get the football back for his disappointing quarterback, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just like, man, look at the spin on that Cam Ward football.
Yes.
Do you think, how do you think, just out of curiosity, how do you think they're going to use Travis Hunter? You think they're going to give him set amount of plays offensively and defensively?
I don't know,
like maybe nickel corner and then offensively?
I feel like if that weirdo GM of theirs comes out with his whole hocus pocus talk and he's not going to really play him on both sides of the football and he's a chicken. Like you said you wanted to draft him to break the flexibility of football, you know, to have your own version of Otani.
Right.
Then do it. I mean, like, let's go. Let's see if he can do it. I'm very curious. Like, that's what the excitement level it should be. Not a sprinkle. Let him go test the waters. Because
I tell you when it also becomes crazy, when it's time to pay him.
Right. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
How do you pay him?
So, like, don't you want to know, like, right off the bat, can he really do this? Because instead of, like, bringing him in slowly and then maybe test it out for a year? No, like, let's go.
They ain't bringing him in slowly.
Take it out for a spin, dude. Let's go check that on out. That's how it should be. But it's been on fire. What a time, dude. We got OTAs. We got the Stanley Cup.
Stop trying to sell us on OTAs, dude.
What? No, I'm not selling you on OTAs. I don't have to sell OTAs. Let me tell you about OTAs. They sell themselves.
Do they?
No, they don't.
The spin on this Cam Ward football.
No, they don't.
Crisp. I don't need to sell it. It sells itself. But I will tell you, this is high times for entertainment because I got championship hockey tonight. I got OTAs. And I got the mother... bleeping debut of Ooh. Love Island.
Ooh. Hey.
I'm telling you right now, dude. Hey. Love Island USA is back. It returned last night. And I am fired up.
How do they release it? Is it like one a day, one a week?
One a day, dude.
One a day.
Boom, boom, boom.
Do you let them build up?
You're hooked.
No. No, you got to follow every day because you got to vote. We got the app.
Wait.
Is it live?
It's not live. Do you vote?
Yeah. What are you voting
what?
For? Do you it's vote? Not,
yeah.
What?
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Minus one.
Why?
Well, look. Leroy, you never voted for American Idol?
If you're not going to take part in the island, you're useless.
Come on. You never dialed *67 for Justin Guarini?
Well, you don't even have to dial anymore. It's right there on the app. It's great.
Wow. Love Island app, huh?
If you're gonna not vote on the island, you can't complain about who's left on the island. It's just like politics.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna be upset with Rob's behavior last year, I'm gonna vote his ass off. I'm not gonna sit here and let him do what he wants to do to Leah. Absolutely not. I don't know about this cast, though. I'm just going to say they have big shoes to fill, because season six, everybody knows it was a game changer. I don't know if I had that pop yesterday from day one.
That's concerning. That is concerning.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying there's not.
Maybe they're growers. You know, they're growers. After a while, you're like, you know what? I really do like Miranda. Hey,
perhaps. Yeah. You know what? You may be right, Frog Boy. I can't rule that out, but I'm just telling you, day one of Love Island, you know, you come off that Love Island high of, oh, it's back.
Yeah.
You know, and you get the Scottish announcer.
Oh.
But I don't, I just don't know if this cast is going to be able to live up to last year's cast. You know, there's no Kaler, who's was a Waterworks crying open love right away. I don't know if there's any kooks like that.
Come on, there has to be kooks. It's Love Island.
If it's Love Island, what makes Love Island is kooks and snakes. All right.
Oh, wow.
That's what makes Love Island.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I see maybe some a little bit of maybe there's some kook potential. Maybe a couple rats. I don't know.
Ooh.
And I felt like it was too forced yesterday on the day. No spoilers, but they forced a couple things yesterday. I was like, you know what? Too much.
I mean, isn't that what Love Island is? Too much?
There's a rhythm and a rhyme to it, Leroy. You know, you want some organic elements to it as well. And I just kind of felt like they were putting fertilizer on the plants instead of, you know, just watering them and bringing it along gradually.
All right.
But we'll see. We'll see. Big night tonight in the Tobin household. Cats and Love Island.
Oof. Which one gets the big
cats.
TV?
I'm all cats.
You can't watch them at the same time. You can't do that.
I got intermissions.
I'm all cats.
Okay. 20-minute intermissions? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's good. Hour-long episodes, I'm assuming.
Yesterday it was like 2 hours.
First episode back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll watch after the game. So the cats are going to beat them down tonight.
I don't know.
You want to talk about... The Cats are about to vote the Edmonton Oilers off the island, off Hockey Island.
That's great. You're so confident about this beatdown that it makes me more confident, but then I understand what Leroy's saying, where it kind of scares me, too.
I don't know if I've ever been more confident in a team.
Wow. It's pretty good.
I feel like they deserve it.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. It's not that I don't feel like the Oilers deserve respect. But I feel like everybody
they get too much.
They're getting too much respect. And I'm like, hold on, dude. One team's the champs. One team's trying to knock off the champs. And I don't feel like the respect is at the proper levels. I think everybody's looking for a storybook, not reality. And that's the problem. Is you could write the fairy tales all you want, but every once in a while, you got to open up a textbook and read some facts.
All right. Can't wait for this thing to start.
You've been lost since you brought up your fake stat. I got to be honest with you.
Boom!
You've been very bothered.
Rattled him, baby.
You've been lost. You've been out to sea since you played the Dolphins had a stat that we haven't been able to verify.
I'm
out
just of here, listening dude. To you, your overenthusiasm and overconfidence. I'm not, like, I feel confident, but I'm not overly confident because it's hockey.
It's the terrible,
I will feel more confident after I start watching hockey, I guess.
Hockey.
But like, at what point do you watch, like, when does the time come when you watch the team and you're just like, yeah? Because
I go that route every game. Right? So, like, when I'm watching the Panthers play, I'm like, oh, they own one today. You know? So, it's not like I'm watching without any confidence. It's just like, man, this is the third Stanley Cup Finals. We've been through all of it. Up 3-0 to game 7. Losing in, what, 5?
Yep.
Right? So... like, I'm going to just go into it with, yeah, I'm backing my team, I think my team's going to win, but that's it. I'm not going to go over the top like you.
But are you then backing your team? Like, it kind of just sounds like you're going to observe your team. Like, no. I mean, like, you know.
No, do I? But my question
say it with your chest, dude.
Do I have to back my team?
Got the guts.
Like, unrealistically?
Like, you're not. It's not unrealistic. They're literally in the championship. Like, there's nothing unrealistic about this. Like, what?
Right,
like,
saying that I think they're going to win, but, you know, I think it's going to be a dogfight.
So you think it's going to be a long series?
I do.
Yeah. I don't.
And what are you basing that off of?
Cats are too deep. Cats already know this system that they're going to bring. Cats have the better goalie.
The same team. They just went. All that is true. So let me get
deeper,
that off.
Deeper defense, third line.
I'm not doubting or arguing anything that you've said. I'm not. It's all true. But a year ago, they went to game 7.
It's not the same team.
All right. Okay. We just need hockey to start so we can stop going. Like, now you're questioning. Here's what's funny. Now you're questioning the level in which I think my team's going to win.
It just doesn't sound like you're that excited about the game. I don't know.
Why
like
not?
You're just kind of like, I believe in them, but hockey can happen. Like, it's not. Hey, how is this team?
I went this morning on the way home. I got a fresh bag of ice and some juice.
That's just your routine of watching. Like, you don't get to bank enthusiasm because you're getting stuff to eat. You literally will do that if nothing was happening tonight.
That's not true.
It's true. You have the same routine. You have the same routine.
That's not true. When there's a basketball game or a hockey game, I make sure everything is lined up with that time, and then I'm in the jacuzzi with my cooler.
Okay, so you have basically said that your routine for the Thunder tomorrow night is going to be the same as the Panthers. So
Not. I'm not going to be as into it. I'm a watch, but I'm not going to care whether I'm front and center at opening tip.
It just doesn't feel like you have cat fever. Like, I think it kind of feels like you have, like, cat antidote right now.
No,
I don't know.
I don't have.
He got his cat booster shot.
I don't have your cat fever, but I have cat fever.
My cat fever is the only cat fever. You either have cat fever or you don't.
Yeah. Oh, so like, I have to have it to your level or
yes!
I don't have it at all.
That's cat fever, though.
It is game one. You either have cat fever or you do not have cat fever.
Yeah.
So I need to know something, Leroy.
Yeah.
Where's your temperature at? Because it seems like it's in 7.
And
that's
cold.
Not a fever.
I got a cold. I got a little cold, baby.
My cat fever is there. I'm all Panthers all the time.
You're scared of Connor McDavid. Just say it.
I'm not scared.
You'll feel better.
Wait. Just because I think the series is going to be a long and drug-out series doesn't mean that I have more confidence in Connor McDavid than I do the Panthers. Guess what? You know what the Panthers have proven to me?
Mm.
I don't care who's on the other side. We will find a way to shut your ass down.
But it's going to take 7.
I just think it's going to be a long series. You think it's over in 5?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe they'll get a game.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think it goes 6.
I think these puppies are getting pounced. The only thing that's going to get dragged is Draisaitl all over the ice with another donut series.
All right.
Head on a swivel, dude. Take a break. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. With the Miami Heat holding the 20th pick, fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event will feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo ops, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, visit heat.com/draft party.
That's you and Solana doing that?
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting that night. We'll be broadcasting that night as the Heat wind down to pick 12. If it's there, I mean, maybe it'll be with the, you know, maybe it'll be with the Suns. Who knows? Maybe they won't have the 20th pick. We'll see.
Did you ask about my credential, if they could potentially reverse what they, you know, probably today's argument doesn't help that status. We'll ask tomorrow.
Do you want a credit? Like, you want to cover the draft?
No, I just don't want them to.
I'll make that happen if you want to do that.
Well, I appreciate that. I didn't realize you were that connected. I should have guessed. But I meant more along the lines of, you know, I've been pretty critical of Spo recently. I just don't want them mad at me.
I don't think they're mad at you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't think they're mad at you.
NBA insider. You know, it's probably Ira, a bunch of other people than me. So.
Well, you're not an insider. I don't understand. Like, what insight have you brought to the team?
Well, I derailed Leroy.
Your idea of kick him upstairs? That's what you think?
There you go. And I was first in line with the Drew Smith thing. They know better now.
You, like, he tore his Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
What were you right about?
You get it.
Bill Simmons and his henchmen, his little cronies, are now starting a Spoelstra to the Knicks campaign. He tweeted out a screenshot of his text exchange. Spoelstra to the Knicks? And he responded to his friend, "Is that a rumor?" His friend said, "I just started it. Do we really think that he wants to coach the Heat with Tyler Hero as the centerpiece? When are the Heat going to be good and relevant again? Whatever the Knicks would have to give Miami as compensation would be great for the Heat."
What could the Knicks give the Heat?
Like, what could the Knicks give the Heat that they would actually
want?
That's
what I was thinking,
like,
the same thing.
That? Like, what is the piece? Did you guys not just trade 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges?
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't understand. Karl Anthony Towns in every first-round pick? For Eric Spoelstra, would you do that?
Nope. Don't want him.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think the franchise values picks enough to take like a Rudy Gobert haul for this. Even if he is washed.
Do you guys like Karl Anthony Towns?
I mean, I think I think a Karl Anthony Towns with Bam could probably work just because he's such a damn good shooter and Bam's going to, you know, can handle fives, but I mean, he does a lot of dumb stuff. I don't know if like
Yeah,
I'm willing to give up.
He periodically does the.
I don't think I'm willing to give up. I don't think he's the type of player that I'd give up my franchise coach for. Now, Prime Dame, that would have been one story, but Carl Anthony Towns doesn't do it for me. Plus, also, then, like, you know, so, like, what's the – so, Eric Spoelstra, then, in that case, if even let's just say – let's say we did love Carl Anthony Towns. Let's say that was, like, the key to it, right? So, then the situation is Eric Spoelstra is traded to a Carl Anthony Towns-less team where you would have to match salary. So, he's adding who to that squad with him? Terry Rozier and Duncan Robinson to match the salaries? Like, I don't know. But the only way that would happen is ever, like, if Eric Spoelstra, like, went to Pat Riley and made a stink. Like, he's just like, I hate it here. I want to leave. I want my shot. You did what you wanted to do with the Knicks. Now I want my shot.
That and doesn't sound like
I just can never see him.
Heat organization.
Especially him. I just can't see him doing that. Like, you're talking about, if you're Eric Spoelstra, you have something. Like, the only other person in the league that has it is right now is Steve Kerr, because even Popovich has stepped down,
right,
because of health. So it's Steve Kerr and it's Eric Spoelstra. If Eric Spoelstra doesn't go to the Knicks and win a championship, they're all going to call him overrated and a bum. Like, he's going to, like, the Knicks ruined Phil Jackson's legacy. Yep. That's what a toxic brand they are. Phil Jackson has twice the championships of, like, anybody. And he's like, we think of him in that Knicks legacy of, hey, he was kind of a hippie bum with the Knicks.
Well, keep in mind, they also hired a coach that wasn't required to do all the away games. There's that. So he kind of went into it with, yeah, I'm going to the Knicks.
Like Eric Spoelstra pulling anything like that would be crazy. Being like, yeah, you know, I know that I was just in the finals 2 years ago, but you know what really is burning my chaps is I don't think I can fix. Like, Eric Spoelstra thinking to himself, this can never be fixed. The Heat can never be fixed. And I want to go to the stability of the New York Knicks. It just doesn't, like, it doesn't compute. It doesn't sound right. You know, but everybody just swears by that franchise's bum ass relevance because of how they act for winning a second round series that everybody's dying to be there. Hey, newsflash, Steve Kerr had the choice. He could have gone to New York and never been anything. He decided to go to Golden State and he's a legend.
Correct.
Perhaps. This is just me. Maybe the Knicks franchise and fan base should check what their credentials are actually at the door of what they actually mean in the basketball landscape. But if Eric Spoelstra did want to say goodbye, what's the means of communication for it now that's equivalent to the facts?
Text.
Just a text? He text. Just sends Riley's a cheetah deuces emoji?
Yikes.
You're like, yeah.
Handwritten letter? That one. Take forever to get there.
You just deliver it. Like, you walk up to his office and you're like, here you go.
Here you go, buddy.
I'm out.
Or.
Ooh. Yeah, but you can't do that.
Or is it just email?
Email. Yeah.
Well, Pat ain't going to check the email.
What about a flash dance?
D-Wade's still waiting on his email.
That's true. In the drafts,
Flashdance will be good. Just hire a bunch of actors,
like a flash mob.
Yeah, there you go. We're out of here.
You send Pat Riley a telegram.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. Stop. To go coach the Knicks. Stop. Kind of ironic how it's come full circle here. Stop. You stabbed them in the back. Now I stab you in the back. Stop.
Man, I just hate the fact that we're getting here because of one bad season, right?
Are you referring to that with the Knicks or the Spurs? Not really. We're here because the Knicks are idiots, and they were like,
well, they're always going to be idiots.
They fired their coach, and like now people are like, oh, they should go get Spoelstra.
Right. That's about it.
Like Spoelstra sitting here dying. He's like, oh, let me just say, and I will say this. Eric Spoelstra in the New York media. That has a feeling like that could be a bit of a Molotov cocktail to me. I would picture an ornery Spo in his 60s if with New York media.
You think he's stressed 60s? Now?
You giving him till his 60s?
I just think saying,
that New York thing would do it right now.
Yeah, I don't picture that as something that would really go over too hot with him. But go off, Knicks. Go ahead and enjoy your Reddit threads for the next few days. Come to me when you got 4 first-round picks for him. Then we can have a talk.
4 first-round picks?
I need 4.
Would you trade 4 first-round picks for Spo?
4 first-round picks. I got to have a conversation with somebody. You know, flip those for Giannis.
Really?
Flip those for Giannis, baby.
See, I wouldn't.
Or Luka.
You wouldn't do that, Leroy? 4 no. first-round picks.
No.
That's like a ticket to anyone. Like, that's a bargaining chip for anyone.
Again, we've seen great players with terrible coaches.
Man, we won't have a terrible coach, though. Chris Quinney.
Now, as of right now, does this team have a great player?
No, but if you have 4 first-round picks, the point is you can go get a great player.
Okay. And keep the same roster, might I add. I mean, we'll get rid of Terry Rozier, but...
Okay.
Come on.
If you say so. I ain't buying it.
Would you trade those 4 picks?
I just think that contrary to popular belief, the coach is very important to how things are organized, how things are done, and the respect that you have for the coach, his ability to hold you accountable.
Yeah, but you're not responsible running an organization if you don't have a talk about it.
All right.
Take a break. We'll play our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off a Ship, next.
Bye. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you ready to get to our favorite Wednesday game?
Yes.
Let's get to it. It is time for Rats Off Our Ship.
Rats Off the Ship. Game six.
Rats Off a Ship.
We thought Leroy's beard was going to be rats off a ship by today, but it is still here in blue.
I love that. Brings me so much joy.
Does it?
It does.
You've been a little down today.
You've been down for like maybe 2 days. Is it the beer?
No, you can't just respond and say I've been up. Your whole conglomerate here is telling you you've been down.
I haven't been down.
I blame me, guys. Sometimes you come across a sharp brain like mine and takes you off a game.
Okay. I'm right off the ship of you.
All right, what do we got today, Jennifer? What's topic number one?
Well, just when we thought we had heard the last of him, Rod Brind'Amour is saying that he wants to go back to handshaking.
What?
Yeah.
He is a real piece of work, this Rod Brind'Amour, I tell you. Because Rod Brind'Amour having any inkling, is that what you say? Inkling? Inkalation? What do we say?
Inkling?
Totally not.
Whatever, dude.
Inkling and inclination are two different words.
I'm just saying with him, I'm sick of him.
Yeah.
And he has the audacity to come out here and talk about, I'm mad because now I want to be out here and I want to be dictating the terms of the line again. You lost. And it's enough of him already.
Losers complain. Made of the lack of a participation in the handshake line at the end of. I know that's something that you always seem to kind of cherish. You've always been kind of a gracious loser, I would say. I don't want to see tag loser on you, but was that hard for you, especially you kind of came out of nowhere?
Yeah. But I understood his point of view. You know, he explained it to me and, you know, I wasn't expecting it, but I understood what he said and why he, you know, it is the players. Of course it is. Those guys are the ones that are battling out there, and we're just sitting back there, you know, not along for the ride. We invested a ton into it, so I get his point that it is about the players. I guess my take on now as sitting back on it in reflection, like, I think I look at, you still talk about gracious losing. I've had some pretty impactful memories and moments in that line as a coach going through, even in this series, in this playoff realm with the Devils. And
enough of him. You know what, Rod Brind'Amour?
Wow.
You got two minutes to explain handshakes. I mean, hey, cats in five.
Yeah.
You know what you should say? I would have liked to shake hands. Moving on to the next question. To have some soliloquy ready.
Oh, I wish I could have.
Shut up, dude. You've won one conference game as the head coach. And this is the one. You're still so wound up about the handshakes. All of you are. Beat the cats. You want to dictate the handshake? Beat the cats. Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
Rats off a ship.
I'm rats off a ship because you can't say you understand and then go into 10 minutes of complaining about rats not doing it.
Call you a loser, Rod.
And
but anyway.
And here's the other thing. In a heated battle, when it finally ends, it almost seemed like the winners are rubbing it in your face, making you go through that line. So what if, you know, Paul Maurice said, look, this is not a knock on you. This is not a knock on respect. This is not a knock on sportsmanship. I just think the players should do it and not the coaches. That's it. That's all he's ever said. He didn't go on and on and on, right? He said, Paul Maurice said, basically, look, we ain't the ones fighting out there. We ain't the ones scrapping, diving in front of pucks. So when the series is over with, you know, the players should shake hands. But I don't think we should. That was it. He went on for 10 minutes about, I don't know, still. I'm still trying to figure out.
I have people that I want to see in the
Right, go, you follow him on Instagram. You want to see him so bad. Ridiculous, dude. Where are your rats, Jennifer?
His time is up. It is what it is. And stop trying to control people. I'm so rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Froggy?
I don't like how he spells his name. What's up with that apostrophe there? What's up with that?
Apostrophe?
This is an obnoxious name.
Stupid. For that, rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Number two.
We've got LeBron James tweeting and deleting a takedown towards Windhorse on Twitter for his podcast criticisms.
Wendy.
This was really odd because Windhorse, all he went on was saying like, hey, the Steve Nash and LeBron podcast, which, by the way, this is before the Luka podcast that came out. And it's just like, you know, like it's got, you can't just do all X's and O's. It's not going to bring the juice. Necessarily. So this podcast, which got big numbers because they had Luka on it, again, it's a layup, it's gonna get big numbers, they're like, look at all the views we had. It was a boring podcast. I'm rats off a ship on LeBron's critique. And by the way, you deleted the tweet like a coward. Have your take and critique Windhorse or don't tweet it. You're LeBron, you have a gazillion followers, everyone's gonna see it. You better be sure when you hit send. But here's the facts, dude. It was a boring podcast. It was a snooze fest. You got to do something about that Steve Nash. He stinks. It's the facts. He's a boring podcast host. Or he's got to figure. He needs to take the old D'Antoni offense and make that his podcasting method. All right. 7 words or less for Steve Nash.
Jeez.
I'm rats off a ship because if you put something out there.
Rats off a ship.
Either think about what you're putting out there and don't put it out there, or once you put it out there, stand behind it.
And also, don't yawn at your podcast host questions if you don't think it's boring. You're LeBron's like, oh, was that Steve?
Okay.
I asked how your day was, LeBron.
Thanks for making me yawn, Tobin.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
I'm rats off the ship.
Rats off a ship.
He also went ahead and said, sucks to have to listen to two guys who know nothing about basketball talk about basketball.
Yeah. Like, you talk about the traffic with Luka. You have Luka Doncic on your podcast. You think Luka wanted to come there and talk about traffic? He probably wanted to rip Nico Harrison. And you waste an hour of his time. He's like, I'm going to go on the podcast? Oh, great. I finally get to rip somebody. We're going to drink wine. What do you think about the traffic, Luca? It sucks, man. What do you think? It's L.A. Bobby?
He does not talk like that.
He does talk like that.
Watch the interviews.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. Marcos, where are your rats?
Rats off a ship for sure. It sounds like a boring podcast. I won't ever give it a look. But then I start to think,
rats off a ship.
Who would I want LeBron to have a podcast with that I'd be like, this is entertaining? And I couldn't think of many names, but I'd like to see a conversation between him and JJ Barea. I'd like to see if he confronts him.
What else you got in the rats off a ship, JFig?
Adam Silver tells Fox Sports will be USA versus world in all-star game.
Ooh, okay. A lot of people have been wanting this. Giannis, other international players have been wanting USA versus world.
Dang.
He said,
by the way, the US has no chance.
Not the way things have been going.
Yeah.
I'm not rats off a ship. I love the idea. Four Nations was awesome this year for hockey. I don't want a four tournament round robin. I thought that was stupid this year. Just do one game, accept the fact no one's going to play defense, have a spirited fourth quarter, pick an MVP. That's what all-star games are for.
Tradition.
Just deal with it, and don't be upset when it gets to the 200s.
Wow. Okay.
Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. I like the idea. I think it's something we've been kind of talking about for a while. Hunter, I think they're scared because when you look at that international team, you're like, woof.
Hunter goes, Joker, shit.
Luka. Just go Joker, Luka, SGA.
Giannis. Wemby.
Giannis.
Wemby. Jesus.
And, of course, Bogdanovich.
Wemby.
Yeah.
Bogdanovich. This is starting five. Wemby, Giannis, Joker, SGA, and who's another one?
Luka.
Oh, there. My God.
What are you doing with that starting five?
Tough. I mean, they're not going to defend anybody, but it'll be fun. Great alley.
You have to?
I don't know. We'll see. But I like the idea. I'm for it. I think it's not rocket science. It's for sure what they should do. Jennifer, your rats?
He said that he paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did, saying it was a huge success, and for that.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm not ready. Ooh.
Ooh. Welcome to the Flim.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
That was good.
Made the montage.
Rats off a ship.
Yes.
Made the montage. She's turning beet red like a tomato.
Rats off a ship.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's choking on the Flim. Wow. She's as red as
it. It's not like you guys would save me because when I'm choking, no one cares.
Can't do too much.
You were fine.
Smack you in the back.
Marcos, you're rats.
I am rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Because the U.S. team is going to lose by so much, it won't be entertaining at all. I can't even think who would be on the U.S. team. Anthony Edwards, LeBron, KD, but they're old.
AD.
Steph, LeBron, like we're relying on Steph, LeBron, KD, and they're all old. I mean, it Kat. Worked in the Olympics, but no, Kat may decide he's Dominican or something like that, and you can't trust him. Can't trust him. Halliburton. We got Halliburton going up against the Monstars. It won't be close,
you got dude. Jalen Brunson. You got the two guys from Boston and Jaylen Brown. And, that's it because –
Tatum's got the Achilles.
Tatum's out for a year.
Mm-hmm. And then on the other team, you have the last five MVPs. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Now, who's Joel Embiid going to play for? Like, you think is he going to be Team USA again because he played for us in the Olympics, or is he going to try and divert over to the world team?
He's not going to make the All-Star game.
That's probably fair.
That's where I see it going.
That is Rats Off a Ship. We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up as we have Cats, Oilers, Game 1. Back with more after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.